USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds are still under the rubble of a theater that was bombed in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. That's according to Ukraine's president. He added at least 130 people have been rescued. Many were taking shelter there on Wednesday when the site was bombed. Ukraine's leader noting the rescue mission is ongoing. This as Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner joins Fox News and says that the United States needs to be strong in the face of Russian aggression in Europe.
If we do not show strength, there's no question that Putin is seeing this as something that he would engage in a conflict with the West.
The White House says China must decide which side it's going to stand with. President Biden speaking with China's president on a nearly two-hour call Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Many Americans are concerned about gas prices across the country. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says producing oil and gas in the United States is more environmentally friendly than buying it abroad.
If the premise of what they care most about is the environment, they should embrace the American companies. American natural gas is 41% cleaner than Russian natural gas.
On Friday, the national average for gas is $4.27 a gallon, according to AAA, down 6 cents from last week's average. A large amount of medical debt is about to be dropped from consumers' credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on United States consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debt less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at a briefing on Friday was asked about Republican attacks on President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, who they say gave a number of child sex offenders jail time that was below the recommended sentencing. She says the claims are false.
What is important here, I think, are the facts. And the facts are that in the vast majority of cases involving child sex crimes broadly, the sentences Judge Jackson imposed were consistent with or above what the government or U.S. probation recommended. And so this attack that we've seen over the last couple of days relies on factual inaccuracies and taking Judge Jackson's record wildly out of context.
The Supreme Court nominee has her first hearings on Monday. Leah Thomas, a biological male swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, was allowed to participate and finished first at the NCAA Women's Swimming Championship 500-yard freestyle. Emma Wyatt of the University of Virginia was considered second place, but the fastest woman in the race. Texas Republicans slam Citigroup, calling it a woke company in a pro-life state. The criticism comes after the bank announced a new policy to cover travel costs for employees seeking an abortion. Matt Rinaldi, chairman of the Texas Republican Party, saying the move is not surprising, considering its past adoption of far-left causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.